Proclamation number 0980 of 25th of June, 1939. Spiritual Son. Union. Marriage with God. Learn from the sun and its rays that you can penetrate the darkness with your spiritual strength. For everything is always and forever the same. Spiritual strength. And just as the rays of the sun first have to overcome all resistance in order to make the earth happy with all its abundance of light and strength, the spirit in the human being also has to fight its way through all kinds of resistance in order to then radiate bright light to its surroundings, and this will be all the more so the more fully it trusts the battle with the resistance. Light and darkness will always be in battle with each other, yet the light will remain victorious if only it has perseverance. Similarly, the one who is in spiritual battle will also defeat the darkness if he does not tire prematurely, for the Lord gave him the assurance of his help in unlimited measure. So whoever secures this help cannot flag up, and like the rays of the sun he will break through the dark clouds of spiritual despondency and leave everything cloudy and dark behind, radiant with victory. For the power of light is far stronger than that of darkness. The spiritual sun is 1,000 times more powerful in its radiant effect, and it is able to penetrate everything, even the most secret corners of the heart, and it illuminates the darkest chamber, and thus nothing can remain hidden to the one standing in the light of the spiritual sun. He explores what was previously unfathomable to him, he grasps what was incomprehensible to him, he descends into the deepest depths of divine wisdom and makes the flight to the highest height. He dwells near the Lord. For to stand in the light of the spiritual sun means to constantly receive the grace of the divine Lord. It means receiving the strength from God in abundance. And he who is permeated by God's strength soon unites his spirit with the Father Spirit. All power and all will emanates from God and is shared by his beings. The being that opens up willingly to take in what is so lovingly offered to it unfolds to supreme strength and godlikeness, for it is completely permeated by divine strength. It cannot help but become a God-being itself. It unites with the eternal deity and completely passes into its possession. And this union is the highest and most blissful happiness, and if this is still granted to the human being on earth, nothing will frighten him anymore, for he only still lives on earth according to his body. But his soul has united with the spirit and will never feel earthly suffering and physical pain again. And thus the union with the eternal Father Spirit is the most perfect state which is certainly possible for a person to attain on earth if he fights and strives with all devotion, fullest faith and deepest love. Amen.